We've spoken to winners in all sports. Melbourne Cup winners, World Cup winners.
NRL Grand Finalists.
Cricket World Cup winners. We've spoken to them all. Every legend of sport always comes on this show. But I tell you what, do you remember a couple of days ago we spoke about what I thought was the outstanding sports event of the weekend when Wales played the mighty All Blacks at Millennium Stadium in the middle of Cardiff?
Oh, and not the bloke that jumped the fence.
Jarvo. And if anyone saw it, and we said straight as soon as you get to work, have a look at Big Jarvo. He takes his kit off. He's in the All Blacks gear. He strides straight past the security, ends up next to Tyrell Lomax on the end of the national anthem for New Zealand.
He had a jersey with his name on the back.
Jarvo, 69.
And of course, you said that he did it at the cricket, but not once. You thought he did it twice.
That's right. We have a guy who steps across all sport. He's been to Lords this summer over in England in the autumn. He's been to Wales and been to one of the great rugby stadiums of the world. And he's with us now in what a great coup it is. Jarvo, g'day, mate.
You're right. How are you?
We're great. We saw the footage of you just casually, very casually jumping over the fence and running into the line to sing the New Zealand national anthem. Did you know the words, Jarvo?
Nah, I've not got a clue.
Now, how are you cooking up? Like, the Indians were good enough. We failed to. I didn't realise there had been two Indian incidents. Can you talk everyone through?
There's been three.
Okay,
we spoke about the one where you came on it after lunch break and started trying to move the field and Virat Kohli fell over laughing. What were the other two with the Indian cricket team when you came onto the field?
Yeah, I've done that one. Then the second one, I come on as a batsman. The whole full kit, the leg, the shin pad, the helmet, and I just walked on. And then the third one, I run on as a bowler.
Are you not getting fined for all these pitch invasions?
I've not been fined once. I've not been banned from any stadiums yet.
Who's your team of choice if you were to invade the soccer pitch?
I've done Tottenham Hotspurs. I've done Tottenham Hotspurs about 5 years ago.
How'd that go?
Me and my three friends. They stopped the match. It's on my YouTube channel if you want to watch that one.
What's your YouTube channel, Jarvo?
BMWJARVO. BMW Jarvo. It's Jarvo 69.
Do you drive a BMW?
No, I made up that name ages ago. It's supposed to stand for Britain's Most Wanted. And I made up loads of usernames of that, and now it's just stuck.
You'll find in the next couple of hours when people from Brizzy here get to work, they'll be checking you out, mate. So, hey, thanks for the chat. I think you're an inspiration to some.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.